episode 303, how are you filling up your week?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, all my friends and ladies and gents. Welcome, welcome. I hope you are ready to create your now and start a fabulous week. Because you know what? It is going to be fabulous. Yes, that's the mindset you need to have. And I am here to encourage you, inspire you, and employ you to the direction that you know you need to be going because, you know, you got that gut feeling, right? So welcome, welcome. Woo! I'm excited. Can you tell I'm excited? Yes, I am. And today we're going to be talking about how are you filling up your week. Now, there's a lot to get into, so I'm going to keep the extras really quick. If you just found us, welcome to the family. We are a crazy family, but we do life together. We are on our way to the 60-day push. We are taking 2015 to the nth degree so we can bring massive momentum to 2016. We're on our 60-day push. If you want to stay connected, you need to text 60-day push. That's all one word, 60-DAY-PUSH to the number 44222, and you will get information delivered to you periodically throughout our 60 days, and I promise not to bombard you. But what I do promise to bombard you with is love and encouragement. That's what life is all about, relationships. So I ask you today, how are you filling up your week? How are you filling your week? Are you filling it with stuff? I was talking to one of my friends, and she was going on about what she had to do, what was ending for her with the kids' schedule and her schedule, and what was going to be up and coming. And she mentioned a few things, and I said, well, do you really think that's a good idea? You see, sometimes we find ourselves just putting things in our schedule. Why? To be busy. And just because we're busy doesn't make us successful. It doesn't make us successful as an entrepreneur, as a mom. It doesn't make us successful as a wife, as a dad, as a husband, as a Christian. What are you filling up your life with? Where are you headed this week? Have you looked at your schedule? You probably have heard the saying that, you know, you can tell by what people value if you look at their checkbook register. Well, nowadays you have to kind of, you know, we don't have checkbook registers anymore, right? We don't handwrite them anymore. We just go in and we digitally, you know, log in and we see it all. But if we were to look at your checkbook register, what do you value? If we were to look at your calendar then, what do you value? Are you valuing just being busy, spending more time with friends than with your own family? And you wonder why your relationship is suffering. Are you one who wants to have a relationship with your teenage child, but the problem is you're never making time for a date night once a week? Or a date something, a date lunch, where you go and you bring them lunch at school. Now, some places that's not cool, but here where we are, it's still a cool thing. Man, especially if you're bringing in the food, right? Because they do not want to eat that school food. If we look at your calendar, what does it say about what you value? What are you filling up your week with? What have you already started putting in there? Have you started putting in there, oh, I've got to do groceries, and I've got to run here to this box store, and then, oh, wait, we've got Thanksgiving coming up, and so I need to make sure that, and, oh, my gosh, my sister has a birthday, so that's when I've got to get a present mailed off. If I don't do that, then I'm going to be delayed, and Thanksgiving's coming around the corner, and so I've got to order a few things because I'm hosting it, and if I don't put the order in now, I won't get it in time. Then I have a project at work. What happened to your relationship? What happened to your spiritual life? What happened to you working on you life? Where are you penciled in? How are you filling up your week? I've been challenging myself with this personally. Why? Because it goes much deeper than just the things that, quote unquote, that we do. Because we can be filling up our lives with people. You know, they say, you've heard the saying, that you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. whether that's financially or emotionally, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Have you thought about that? Have you actually really put some effort into thinking about that? It truly does amaze me that we sit back sometimes and we make excuses and we say, I want to be somewhere in life, but you're not willing to make changes. When you want to do something different than what you're doing now to get different results, guess what? The calendar's going to have to change. Even the checkbook's going to have to change. Your time schedule's going to have to change. Your priorities are going to have to shift along with your mindset. It's all inclusive. It's mind, body, and spirit. I mentioned spirituality because I think a lot of times we're trying to fill ourselves up with the technology, the digital stuff. I've got to do this. I got to make sure I have a website and all of this. And we're filling ourselves up with, okay, wait, but I've got to read and I need to take this course so I understand this better. I need this certification too. But then I've got my job, so I've got to do that too. Plus I got to go home and I just got to be the domestic housewife and get all of that done. And then by the time that happens and I lay down in bed, I'm supposed to love on my husband too. Really? I don't know that I have time for that. But we begin just to kind of make our life just kind of run together and nothing makes sense. What are you filling up your life with? How are you doing it? I want to ask you, when you're filling your life up and you're relying on, oh, it could be people, it could be technology, it could be your own gifts and talents. What or who is getting in the way? What or who is getting in the way? You see, we may think that all of our answers are what's here on earth. But eventually that all grows old and eventually fails us. That doesn't mean necessarily that our friends pass away. That's not what I'm saying. That's kind of morbid, isn't it? But that will eventually happen because with life comes death here on earth. But no, what I'm saying is that things grow old and, you know, it's like it's not doing me any good anymore. And you think you're getting something from it and you get nothing from it. I mean, that, you know, relationships can be that way. And that's sometimes why marriages suffer, because no one's willing to work through the hard stuff because they think it all should be easy. It's not easy. Relationships take work. But you see, what we try to fill up our lives with, and if we were to drive up to the filling station and say, pump me up, give me the best of everything, eventually that all fails unless if we have one thing. And I'm here to tell you, it's your faith. You're on a new journey. You're on a 60-day push. It's hard to push through by yourself on your own accord. Even if you have the most awesomeness husband in the world, the most perfect children ever that God could ever create, a family that, oh, nobody does anything wrong. You have friends that just, I mean, check mark, check mark, check mark. It's all A++++. Everything seems perfect. That will all fail you. Unless if you have your faith. And yes, I'm talking about spirituality. Now, I don't know what your religious beliefs are, and I'm not here to judge, but you know I am a Christian. And I believe, yes, in Jesus Christ. And I believe that when you make decisions and you include him, there's a party all the time. You know why? Because he wants to be there with you. He desires to be ever present with you. But a lot of times we're just filling up thinking we're getting the premium of everything, but we're leaving off the top one. What are you doing? How are you filling up your week? I came across this article and this story, actually. As you know, I'm a football fan. I love football. Okay, and if you're not a football fan, you're going to love this story anyway, so hang in there. And I will have a link because you're going to want to watch this. But it's a story about a young boy who was diagnosed with bone cancer about 15 months ago. He passed away on Halloween, October 31st. His name was Sid Ortiz, at the age of 16. Now, I mentioned about football because he was a diehard LSU fan. And Coach Les Miles, whether you follow football or not, he's the head coach there in at LSU. And he caught wind of this. And so he became friends with Sid. And in fact, their family, during this whole the struggle time, they used the hashtag SidStrong. And he talked to Sid and had this amazing relationship with him. And told him how, you know, how just how wonderful of a kid he was and how he was hanging in there and what he was doing and that God had something planned for him. And it, you know, he said he had the opportunity to go in September to watch LSU play Auburn. And he loved it. He told his father that was the best day ever. There's a picture, if you go to the link, there's a picture of him. And it just, I mean, there's just a peace about it. This little boy, this teen boy, I mean, honestly, he had dreams. Just like you and I still have dreams, but we're much older. And Coach, even in the crazy times, and if you have any idea what goes on behind the scenes, and during college football, I mean, it is crazy. It is high stress. But Coach Les Miles, he still called him the day before he passed away. And he told him, "You saved me a place in heaven. You may not be here, but your spirit is strong." You see, there's much more to life in filling up than just the premiums that we think we need. We need to be making a certain amount of money every single week or month. Yes, we all have bills to pay. But there is something so much greater. And sometimes, not sometimes, a lot of the times, we push our number one source of energy, of enthusiasm, of empowerment, encouragement away. And we push and we push and we push. And all God is saying is, I want to celebrate and I want to walk with you in your challenges. I want to be there. Fill up with me. Let me be a part of it. You see, Sid had that belief. He knew he was going to heaven. I watched another one. In reviewing this story, I watched a local segment of it. This actually, the first part of the story that I told you about was one specific that ESPN Game Day released. And as I'm recording this, it was released November 7th. And I couldn't help but, I mean, as you can tell, well up with tears. Number one, full of gratitude that a man who's carrying so much earthly stress had time to give a boy heavenly hope. Yet the boy was carrying it the whole time. You are in a 60-day push. Sid fought for 15 months. You're in a 60-day push to carry yourself into massive momentum. You do not want to walk alone. You need to fill up with your faith. That is your kiss. And it's pretty simple. You need to make time in your calendar to reflect where your value is. I guarantee you, when you begin to walk with Jesus Christ, he will carry you through the valleys to the mountaintops. And I know this from personal experience. I experience literally sometimes on a daily basis. And when I begin to question what I'm doing here earthly, he kind of sends me that heavenly reminder, but in an earthly way that says, I'm still here. I'm your good shepherd. I'm with you. You don't want to do life alone. Success for you as a mom, success for you as a wife, as an entrepreneur, as a dad, is totally, totally just indescribable. Literally the words don't come out of my mouth when you involve Jesus Christ. So make him a part of your 60-day push. Now, again, I am not here to judge you, but you know that these are my beliefs. And so if you have another belief or a different way of believing in your faith, that's fine. That is perfectly fine. I'm telling you, you need to make that a part of your daily goals. It needs to be reflected in your week. Remember, because what you value is seen on your calendar, in your checkbook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is sometimes a topic that none of us like to discuss, but it's one that I think is heartfelt. So going back to Sid, him and his mom, they were having a conversation, and his mom told this to the reporter there, to the one of the local news reporters from where they lived, and this is how I found this. And she said, I want to have a sign that I know you're there, that you're okay. And he said, hey, Mom, what about ladybugs? And I can't help but cry. Because you know what? On social media, if you go and search it out, and the reports that where his area is and the church, there's been nothing but amazing ladybugs there. Something that's so unusual. You can't chalk that up to coincidental. You can't chalk it up to, oh, this just happened. It's coincidence. No, no. Sid was telling his mom, I'm okay. So what are you filling your week with? How are you filling it up? I guarantee you, you want some of those ladybugs. And you want to have your faith as you're continuing on the 60-day push into an amazing 2016 that's going to bring you blessings. That doesn't mean there aren't going to be hardships, but God's going to carry you through it all. You believe it, and I believe it. I love you so very much. Go out and have a blessed week. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.